Welcome to South Australian Radio. Do you feel like you're home?
Thanks so much for having me.
We were chatting about whether we should be asking you like where you went to school, because that just seems to be like the South Australian way to meet people.
Probably all of them would be the answer.
Oh, Jesus, right. Well, obviously, yeah,
Yeah,
you were up in the southern suburbs. So does it feel good to be home? Do you go to any of the spots you used to like, or is it maybe you didn't enjoy childhood so much, so you don't like Adelaide that much?
it's the only place where I actually don't feel lost 24/7. Like I have the worst sense of these things are familiar, but maybe not always in the best way.
You've just been to the Arias. You looked amazing. Just PS, loved the outfit. How is that? What is the Arias like?
The Arias this year was crazy. Like I went the year before and it was like in a zoo. It was so weird. It was like very laid back because it was COVID, because I'd never been to the Arias before. I didn't know what it was like. And then this year it was completely different. It was like a huge red carpet and it was like this big hall and there was like the award show and everything. And it was a lot more amped up. So it was really cool this year. I had a lot of fun.
Who'd you meet along the red carpet, or maybe on the night that you maybe weren't expecting?
I don't know. I'm too like socially anxious. I don't really talk to anyone. I kind of just carpet and I'm like, nobody look at me, nobody talk to me. But it's always good to see the Wiggles there. I love them. I know I've seen them at like three different award shows and every single time I bawl my eyes out when I see them. So
Were you a Wiggles kid? Did you go to any of the concerts when you were a kid?
I didn't go to any concerts, but I was a massive fan and my mum has a bunch of baby photos of me like standing in front of the big like little box TV looking at the Wiggles.
I've got the
They
same
were my
thing. They did a show in Adelaide very, very early on. Like, they were probably like 1, 2 years into doing their thing, and mum's still got like the little ticket stub and everything. It's amazing.
We need to talk about Josh Peach. Who is he? Is he a real person? Did you use his name? What is the story there? We love the song.
Thank you. Yes, he is a real person. That is his real name. He is also from Adelaide. I don't think he lives there anymore. I don't know what he's doing now, but he was my high school sweetheart. We were together on and off, and also in my early 20s, and that's why I wrote the song. We were kind of a bit of a mess.
I read somewhere that you were like just in a bit of a mood that day, and that's when he literally kept calling you. And is it almost like a good thing that he did that now, or?
He had just like broken my heart and I was devastated. One of our off periods. And then I was like really angry at him. And he just tried to message me like nothing had happened or tried to call me like it was fine. And I was like, excuse me? Like, how dare you? And I was like a song about like someone else. But then he interrupted my writing. Then I was like, you know what? This song's about you
It's way better than doxing him. I mean, it's a lot better, and it's done very well for you. The one thing I love about it is the production is just unreal. Like, your vocals are great themselves, but the production behind those bits where all the music drops and it's just your voice all layered up. Do we have you to thank for that? Did you have a say in it? Is it a tech that we have to say thank you to?
Yeah, it's a thing called vocoder, and I am obsessed with it. It's like my favorite sound. I love it. It's in a lot of like Imogen Heap stuff. My producer Liam, he tried the sound, and I was like, oh my God, yes. I was like, let's just like take all the music out and just do the vocoder. And now it's kind of like my signature thing, and it's in almost all songs at some point. Like I did it in God Is a Freak as well. I love the sound. It like sounds so nice to me.
We know as well that Billie Eilish and Phineas love the sound of. I know Craig's told me this before. How does that feel? Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's like not even a real thing to me. Like I just can't even believe that. Like that's so wild to me.
It's such a wild world we live in where, you can put things up on TikTok and everyone's so connected that you can connect to these massive artists and, they bring you right up to the level with them, which, I mean, obviously, you're sitting there. Have you written most of your stuff like in your bedroom and stuff like that?
Most of my stuff has been written, by myself in my room, and then I take it to Liam, who does most of my production. But I've recently been trying to collab with more people and do some writing sessions, like with Bonnie McKee, like who helped me write Forever Drunk. So it's something that's new for me, working with other people.
Obviously, you've had a huge amount of success, but where did it actually all begin for you? Like, was music always something you wanted to do, or was it born out of something else?
It was always music for me. Like even when I was really little, I was writing songs and singing, and it's all I ever wanted to do. I was obsessed with it. And then I tried all those talent shows, like Australia's Got Talent and X Factor and The Voice. Like I did all of them. Like I was trying so hard, and then I gave up after a while and was like, okay, maybe it's just not attainable. And then when I was stripping, I like lost my voice for a while, and so I was like, all right, well, I guess I got to find another career path. I got to do something else. Thankfully, it came back and. Yeah, now I've somehow pulled this off.
You're in an elite club of those that have synesthesia. I think that's how you say it, with like people like Lorde and things like that. And obviously, you wrote the song Colorblind about it, but does it still dictate the way that you make music, or does it sort of sit in the background?
It's pretty much like sits in the background. Like it's kind of an after, like it's not a conscious thought that I have. Like it's just something that happens without me knowing it. But yeah, it's interesting. It's like not even with music, like sometimes it's just even like noise, like somebody chewing or something has a colour.
Wow. Yeah, what like, is it?
Yeah, so
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, when I maybe go like, ah, like it might have a colour or a sound that pops up in your mind and your imagination. Yeah, it's really cool.
The way that I like describe it to people is like if I said the word sky, like your brain would immediately picture blue, like without having to think about it. Like when I hear something, it just automatically has a colour or shape or something to it without having to like imagine what that would be, if that makes sense.
So other people that have this, do you all see the same thing or do you all see your own version?
No, I think it's different for everybody. And like there's all different types of synesthesia. Some people taste certain words and a little crossover with your wires somewhere. That's interesting.
Wow. I've never heard of that. That's amazing. Yeah. Does it make life more complicated or more interesting, do you think?
It's honestly something I never really even think about. But I have like two types. The one that is the most interesting would be the colours and music, but the other one that's a bit boring is just numbers and letters all have personalities to me.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you might know. It's
do you have
I don't know. Well, it's like if you talk about school subjects like English is blue, like you can categorise them and give colours. Yeah.
And it helps learning chords on guitar because like F, he's an asshole, and then like G is like this sweet old lady. Like they all have like different personalities.
I love that.
You would be a great guitar teacher. Okay. And he's an arsehole, everyone. I know that you've had a lot of ups and downs in your life. And at one point you were actually homeless. Like that is just crazy to go from that point to where you are now. Can you talk about that part of your life? Or
it was a short period of time where that was my life. But yeah, it was, I don't know, I just kind of kept getting hit with like one disaster after another. I just had like a really bad luck and yeah, it was really tough. And I am very grateful for the friends that I had at the time that would help me out. But yeah, I honestly don't even know how I managed to turn that around. Like, but I'm very grateful that I did. Like, I think I've been very blessed and I'm very grateful.
Oh, of course. And it would just make everything now in your life just seem even more magical, I'd imagine, because you still have that, you know, experience that you went through.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like it helps me stay very like grounded and I think empathize a lot with other people and where I started.
Well, you've got incredible music and we can't wait to see it at Heaps Good. What can people expect on stage from you? How do you bring that music to life?
I've been just winging it. Like I just get up there and like black out. I don't know what I'm doing. But it's always started to become like a really fun thing for me. Like at first I would dread doing live stuff because it was so terrifying to me because I'd had like no experience. It was just like in my bedroom and then suddenly it's in front of a huge crowd. Like I feel like most people do like, you know, pub gigs and they kind of build an audience that way, but I just got thrown in the deep end, so it was really terrifying. But now I really, really enjoy it and I have so much fun up there and I love just jumping around and singing with everyone. Like I can't dance for shit, but I'll jump around.
You have such good style as well. Like I cannot wait to see what you're going to be wearing. Is this you or is like this a bit of the Peach persona as such?
It's everything that I wear outside of being Peach, I guess. Like I just love pink and sparkles and always have and go as well.
The nails are looking very good today as well. I just noticed there.
They're all like bitten off.
We can't see that closely. It's all good.
Well, we absolutely cannot wait to have you here. And it's going to be great to have you back in SA. Do you think you might see, you know, some familiar faces in the crowd or, I don't know, your parents coming along?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll definitely recognise some people that have messaged me saying that they're going to come see me, some old like dancers I used to work with. So that'll be really nice.
Let's hope Josh isn't in the crowd. I mean, he's elsewhere anyway, so.
We are on like okay terms, like we don't hate each other anymore. I'm always like, you should come come see it live.
It makes everybody want to have dated a Josh. That's what I'll say.
Hope it does that.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.